Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons.
Sophia Sardino, Cecil Goodwin, Nell, Masha Weber, James Candelino, Kit Buss, Rocket Corgi, Terence Rollin with a Grand, Connor Adelaide, Rowan Gray, Liz McGregor, Yala Saeed Haas, HHHH, Ex Libris Crow, Ryan Norrie, Ivana A. Villamil, Dump Bucket, O55K, Brianna Sveum, Sam.
Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Hedwig. May your summer stretch on until total ecological collapse.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Oh dear.
Would you like another session?
Oh, not now, Imogen. There isn't time. I'm in a pickle. I don't know what Standards wants, but I'm pretty sure if I don't get a lot better sales very soon, it will be very, very bad. I have to impress Standards. Yes, that must be it. But when I tried to do well, tried to do it my way, it was a total disaster. Maybe I just need to trust Trexel? No, that sounds stupid. I can still see all those pleading, adorable eyes. But what's the alternative? Wait. Maybe. Imogen? Can you give me access to the consultant sales training manuals?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Please note, I cannot guarantee that other departments are not now monitoring the information provided to you, and that accessing these restricted documents would not alert them to your unusual privileges.
Oh, fantastic. So now I've been nerfed. Oh, so Trexel really is my only option now. Right, I'm just going to have to do my best to keep him on side.
David!
Is it
okay if
what?
I were to come in?
Yes, please.
Are you sure? You're having a little party with Standards that I'm not invited to?
No,
perhaps I should go back and come back later.
No. This is your office. You need to come in here and do your work.
Oh,
you're
it's
good.
Not my office, David.
Yes,
this
it is
the sales office now. It's not mine, but apparently it's yours with your new friends at Standards.
No, it is your office. It's... You know, you can come in here and do office-y things.
Oh, can I?
Yes.
Oh,
no.
Thank
no,
you,
I don't
David.
Mean, no,
oh,
I wasn't
if
trying
I may, if
no.
I may come from my other, actually my office, and come to this,
wait.
Your palace of what?
Is this not your office?
No, I have an office.
Wait, were we never in your office?
No.
I thought the consultation room was your office.
That? No. No, why would that be my office? I mean, I treat it like my office because I'm better than you, but it was actually just the room that you were kept in.
Oh, right, that explains
I
why
have a separate office. It's much nicer.
Right.
Wood-lined, mahogany-scented, walnut-whipped.
Not dank, then.
No, not a dank space. No, quite a nice space.
Fair enough.
But that's not where you get to be. But now we're here, and you've got a pod in here, and you've
yes,
got your new friends in high places.
No, they're not my
so
friends.
So if you will deign to allow me to step across the threshold,
Trexel, they
cross,
threatened me.
Cross the Rubicon into David's land, then maybe we can learn something.
This isn't David's land. This is Trexel's land for teaching David in one of his lessons. What lesson is it today, Professor Trexel?
Don't I...
Title is inaccurate for both legal and moral reasons.
Flattery will get you nowhere,
Dr. Geistman.
Oh, I quite like it. Okay, well, this lesson today is about one thing.
Yes.
But some say the most important thing.
Okay.
Confidence.
Right.
The key with confidence is to believe one thing above all.
Right.
That you, by which I mean I, are, by which I mean am, never wrong. You see? Do you need me to go through it again?
I are never... am wrong?
No, you've completely got this wrong, David. I don't understand what they see in you. You know, I don't understand. You, meaning I.
Yes?
Are, meaning am, never wrong.
You are never wrong.
Thank you.
Right.
So,
I am never wrong?
David, I'm trying to teach you something. And if you're going to be prideful,
what?
If you're going to be willful, Then I don't know if I can help you.
Okay, I am never wrong, but I said it pointing at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are never wrong with them pointing at me?
A compromise has been met.
Okay.
Trexel Geisman is never wrong. David is learning.
Questionable.
You see? Yes. No, I'm keen to learn. Yes, let's just get to business.
So, with that in mind, yes. Let's look at the brief.
Oh, the brief. I forgot about the brief. Yes, right.
Initiating.
So the client today is Atia Novellia. Pronouns she, her. And she wants a planet built because I'm easily bored, and as a social influencer, new things to talk about would be simply super.
Oh, this is going to be tedious, David.
Well, her likes are cute animals, shiny things,
sure.
Photo ops.
Sounds about right.
And surprises.
Oh, good!
Her dislikes are unflattering lighting.
Oh.
Being bored.
Sure.
Walking too far.
Oh, well, yes.
If she was an animal...
Well, I'd look forward to the answer to this question.
She would be buttery.
That's not an animal.
I think she's interpreted it as she would be a buttery animal.
That's a foodstuff. Well, I suppose animals are foodstuffs. But you don't look at a tasty goat and say, look, you're juicy.
Juicy goat detected. Security alerted.
I think she might want to be an animal covered in butter.
Who doesn't want to be an animal covered in butter, David? Actually, think about that. Think about being a cat covered in ghee. A clarified duck.
Warning. Most, but not all, animals do not appreciate being covered in fat.
No, that would be quite nice.
It would be quite nice. Mm. Up until somebody thought, you're pre-done. Yum, yum, yum.
Well, I'm sort of buttery already.
No, I'm going to stop
Lip
you.
Sliding around.
No, stop you right there. David, stop sliding around. You're breaking things. David. You slip out my grasp.
Oh, back in the chair.
Look, David, don't think that way. You're not covered in anything edible. That slime all over you,
yes.
That is poisonous to every form of life discovered as yet by man or board.
Everything is poisonous in sufficient quantity.
I'm life and I'm not... Yes. Sorry, yes, Trexel. Poisonous, definitely.
Right.
Continuing. Her greatest strength is positivity. Her greatest weakness is lack of coordination.
I see. Okay, well,
that's the brief.
So, David, I think this is an absolute key example of where our, by which I mean my, confidence is going to come into play. This person, what's their name?
Atia Novellia.
Atia Novellia. She is a social influencer. And do you know what that means?
She influences socials.
No. She's a shell. An empty shell echoing with the screams the confidence forgot.
Like a ghost tortoise.
Like a ghostly tortoise that's been ignored by its peers.
Right.
Oh, listen to me. I've got lots of thoughts about walking incredibly slowly across a carpet, but no one's listening because everyone else is a turtle. You get me?
Initial survey results suggest that no one gets you.
Yes.
Because you know what a social influencer is, though, David.
Somebody who influences socials?
What socials, David?
Imogen.
Imogen influences Imogen.
No. No one influences Imogen. Imogen influences herself.
Right.
Well, I suppose the programmers influence Imogen, but they died a very long time ago under mysterious circumstances with lots of mechanized wounds.
No foul play detected. Security diverted.
What a social influencer does is they desperately claw at the ether around them through electronic means in order to generate self-worth.
Like an angry robot.
Like an angry robot that's been abandoned by a tortoise that itself was abandoned.
Abandonment issues detected. Security unconcerned.
Yes.
You're learning now.
Right.
So, what we need to do is undermine this person.
Okay.
Because they themselves are on a thin ice of confidence. Otherwise,
right.
Think about anybody that you know. All the people that you know, David. Think about the ones that are loud and rambunctious on the surface, and they're constantly pointing at things and saying, I have an opinion about this, I have an opinion about that, and you haven't asked for their opinion, but they're telling you it anyway. Those kind of people, David, those kind of people, there's just a thin shell between them and the void, the infinite blackness of self-destruction and pain.
Oh. Nope.
And if you push them, David, if you push them even slightly,
yes,
they will snap. And in this case, that means they'll give us their money.
Yes. So...
You look pensive, David.
Undermining...
Like a pen that's being sieved.
Undermining?
Mm-hmm.
Is that ethical?
Ethical.
Yes.
Ethical.
Because, like,
ethical
a lot of
question.
The lessons here have been quite...
you know, unethical?
Ethically questionable.
Okay, the questioning of ethics. Okay, so that's a big question. Is it ethical?
Mm.
Is this ethical?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big question there,
mm-hmm,
David.
Mm-hmm.
Is it ethical? You know, here we're all philosopher kings, philosopher mm-hmm queens.
Philosopher Davids.
Exactly. And we are, in of ourselves, our own judges and juries.
Yes.
To decide.
Yes.
Is this ethical?
Yes.
And the answer is, absolutely not, David. There is few things less ethical than needling someone in their confidence, taking a needle, pushing it through, twisting it round to the larger hole, and then connecting it up to a high-pressure hose to explode it with your scorn.
Right.
You literally couldn't get more unethical unless what you're actually doing is arson or murder.
Or betraying the board. Hail the board.
In many ways, it's arson of a personality and a murder of a soul. I hope that answers your question, David. You're killing a person's self.
But what if Stan... what am I gonna... Yes.
You're right there, David. You seem to grow three times more slimy just thinking about that.
No, I was just
Are you up for this?
Are
you up to this task, David? Are you ready to cast aside everything you've ever felt is good and right in order to make a sale, David, so you can ding the bell? Ding, ding, I made a sale! Maybe someone loves me now!
Yes, okay. I'll ding the bell.
Yes, you are. Ding, ding. I've got a bell here, David. Ding this bell. Ding the bell. You can't unring a bell, David. As much as you try, as much as you shout at the now woken guards, I didn't mean to ring that bell, and I'm not here, that bell's been dinged.
Yes.
So how do we apply this to this situation? Let's run down their personality and use our confidence to destroy it. Because, David, we're never wrong.
Yes.
And when you tell people things and you're never wrong, that means they are wrong.
Okay. Well... They like new things to talk about,
mm-hmm,
and they're easily bored.
Okay, so you go in there and you say, guess what? Everything new is trash. Everything from my childhood that I experienced, that's great. That's gravy. That's a proven theorem of good. Anything that you like, anything that's new, it's bad. It's terrible. It's made of plastic. It's made of sadness.
Right, so you want to basically sell them on nostalgia.
Exactly.
But for your childhood, not theirs.
Nostalgia is the engine room of telling people that they're wrong and you're right.
Right.
It was better in my day because it was my day.
Right.
And therefore, by definition, it was better. And the wonderful thing about this, David, is history is wonderfully malleable. Because lots of the people are dead now and they can't gainsay you. And the people that were there, you just tell them that their memory's wrong.
Okay.
Incorrect, sir. Turns out I didn't kill that man. It was the wind that did it. In fact, I warned him. And now I've got the victorious cross.
Wind murders suspect list updated. Security alerted.
Right. So how exactly is... I mean, I'm fully on board with the method,
mm-hmm,
but I just have one question of how is convincing them that everything in your childhood is better than anything they could experience gonna help us sell... planet?
Because, David, you can't be an effective sales opponent if the very foundations of your knowledge have been washed away like a child's sandcastle. I am the sea! And I will destroy your castle of sand! Weep, ye children! Weep, ye children who wish to build in this sandy world! The tide will destroy!
I didn't even have a childhood and I'm sorry!
Exactly. Now try... Look, the terms are punitive. Agree to them. Agree to my terms! Agree to my punitive terms!
Okay.
Of course you have, you sad, sad sack! You understand? You feel that hollow feeling inside?
Oh, yes.
Like everything that you believed was wrong and you woke up one day and there was a note that had been sitting under the door saying everything was pointless.
Shallow nihilism detected. Security alerted.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how we beat them.
I do feel like that now.
Come on, keep going. Let's rattle through these.
I mean, but why, though?
Why?
Why even bother?
Because we're learning to be salespeople, David. This is what being a salesperson is.
Oh, yes, sales. Standards. Right. Yes, there we go. That's why. Ooh,
now, what do they actually want built?
So, they're easily bored as a social influencer, so need things to talk about. Because that would be simply super. That's the planet.
That's the entirety.
And what new things?
This person is so superficial. They're going to go over like a house of cards, well, David. And those cards are made of tears.
Well, look, so this is what they like. They like cute animals, right. Shiny things, okay. Photo ops, and surprises.
Okay, fine. Okay. Well, then we say, look, you'll have all of those. But all of them will be metaphorical. And by metaphorical, I mean everything in that list will be a 2D cutout that if you touch it, falls over in a sad manner.
Wait, no, hang on a minute. Now we're just designing a planet to make them sad.
Exactly.
No, but I don't...
Well... Sell people on the sadness they secretly crave.
So you're saying we're going to pitch to Acheinovelia, by the way, the planet you wanted.
Yes.
We're not going to do that.
Yep.
We're going to do some sort of hollow mocking facade of it.
Exactly.
And we're just going to...
Because you're worthless scum.
So we're just going to say that to her face.
Yes.
No tricks or anything. We're just going to literally say...
Oh, no. The more brazen, the better.
Right.
Now, you must understand, David, going back to the earlier question, is this ethical? There are few things less ethical than what I'm telling you to do now. But what I'm telling you, David, is it works.
Right. So literally selling people on a thing they don't want,
yep.
But telling them they want it because they're trash.
Exactly. Like diet plans.
Stella Firma's legal department would like to make it clear that only some diet plans are manipulative and dangerous lies. For a copy of Keeping Fit the Stella Firma Way, please contact your Quadrant sales representative.
So we're going to... Right, well, I suppose show willing. If we're going to sell them on something they really, really, really don't like...
Yes.
Then we should just go full hog, right?
The whole hog. Get two hogs.
Okay, right. And just make them, like, really angry.
Yeah, or sad. In fact, get these two hogs and sit them down in front of a film. It's about another hog. A hog with dreams that wants to become a carpenter, but then it discovers its stupid hog hooves aren't dexterous enough to do carpentry. You can't use a lathe, you stupid hog.
Okay, sure.
Well, call it Hog Lathe.
Hog Lathe. Well, no, well...
A cinematic experience by Trexel Geisman.
Should we put that in the back?
Starring corner? David Seven as a hog.
Wait, no, here we go. Oh, I've opened the drawer.
Oh, okay.
Open the drawer.
I can see all my things in the drawer!
We're just going to take it. We're just going to...
Can I have them back?
No, we're just going to put it in the drawer for later. Oh, in it goes, into the later drawer.
No.
Not forgotten. Do you want to give it a goodbye kiss? Okay, now it's going in the drawer.
I want all that back at the end of term.
Well, yes, of course. Well, okay. This is the later drawer, not the never drawer.
I like the later drawer.
Yes, exactly.
I don't like the never drawer.
Yes, well, we're not going to put anything in the never drawer, but in the now drawer is the lessons.
Is the now drawer just this room?
Yes.
Okay, I'm in a drawer.
Yes, we're in a drawer. We're in the now drawer. Anyway, back to what I was saying.
I hope a kindly person opens the drawer and takes me out and uses me to make soup.
Geistman soup detected. Catering alerted.
Okay. Right, well...
I like soup.
Yeah, now, with your hog story film...
The hog story.
Later drawer.
Hogley.
Yes. You made me think. Now, so... Achia wants to be a buttery animal.
I've forgotten about that, but yes.
Well, so she... We don't want to make her a buttery animal.
No.
That's the thing she wants to be.
That would be weird. Also, it would mean we'd have to take butter in the room, and I haven't got any butter right now.
But what if this planet was covered in buttery animals? Now, this isn't giving her what she wants because she wants to be a buttery animal, but she will never be a buttery animal.
Can these buttery animals be behind a fence that she can see through but not cross?
Yes.
Excellent.
They're
stuff.
In a butter box.
They're in a butter box.
Wait, no, we're just starting a planet again.
What? It's the butter box. It really cuts you off from the buttery animals you want to be. Fear us, now you flee.
Okay, right.
Butter box.
The butter box.
Trademarked by Trexel Geisman.
Okay.
Hog, played by David Seven.
Nope.
Butterbox patented.
That's not in the now drawer.
No, it's in the later drawer.
But the
butterbox.
The butterbox.
Wait, sometimes, David, it's important to go in into a meeting with a little bit of a rough idea. We can't just walk in there and say, oh, we're going to do something.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. A little bit of a planet design, it's all par for the course.
Okay, well,
it's just that the course has been massively warped in your perceptions by my continuous ignoring of the course over the entirety that we've known you. What are we supposed to do at any point, David? I've made it very unclear.
We are going to sell a planet to Achia Novellia by undermining her self-confidence, sense of self, soul, and possibly murder her?
Close enough for me. Now, remember, in this interaction, we've tried the David Seven way. We've tried
yes.
Good David, good Trexel. We've tried that. And what happened?
We gave them everything they wanted.
We gave them everything they wanted. We're going the other way, David. We're giving them nothing that they want.
Oh.
And remember, what's the lesson? That
I am never correct.
Wrong.
Not
nailed it.
Yes, that.
You're ready, David.
Am I?
Are you, David? Remember the lesson?
I... Yes.
Excellent stuff.
Okay, right, so... They're here, so,
Let's go!
In we go to undermine their personality and sell them a planet that they don't want.
You monster, I love you.
Oh.
Ah, Atia! You disappointing shell of a tortoise! Sit down, close the door! Listen to me!
Oh, no.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. This episode was edited by David Devereaux with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.